For many years, one of the biggest worries of the printing industry in Ghana has been the lack of willingness on the part of government to guarantee its members the opportunity to print textbooks. Through the efforts of Mr. William Isilfi Texan and a few others, the Ministry of Education in 2002 came out with a policy to have 60% of all government textbooks to be manufactured in Ghana by 2005. However, the delay in implementing the policy has resulted in shutdowns of many printing houses aside from the job losses. Mr. James Apiabeko said that an implementation of the policy continues to pose serious challenges to the industry.
We have challenges. The main challenge is that we as a local industry have always had to contend with books that are brought into the country that do not attract taxes. And the production of books in the country has so far been suffering from this kind of anomaly. And that is the focus of what Mr. Texan has stood for. We believe that with the government's commitment to industrialization and manufacturing, the print industry would also be part of its agenda to make sure that the local industry does not collapse.
The Honorary William Isilfi, who was humbled at the honor, asked government to show commitment to grow the printing industry.
When she was set up and made it all books, you know, to be printed here, I know what they say is that because the books, if you allow it, more people will evade taxes by bringing the raw materials and then they will not use it for books. But with these textbooks that the exemption is being allowed, which we are working with the Ministry of Finance and the tax agencies, we hope things are going nowhere, which we could have worked together and then to ensure that all books, so that people will not go and print outside. Because a lot of books, you know, are being still being printed. Because if they print them here, you have to pay the VAT.
William Isilfi Texan, who is 70 years, has served the Ghana Printers and Paper Converters Association for more than 15 years. He was once chairman of the Accra, Eastern and Volta regions. In 2004, he became the executive secretary of the association to spearhead advocacy and lobbying.
Doreen Ampofu filed that report.